This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. When you think of a social network, what comes to mind? I think it sounds like an upscale way to describe my tribe of friends. Plants have been social networking for a whole lot longer than people. They recognized early the importance of each other. Social networking is now a term for the garden as well. It's a 2018 trend, according to landscape architect Thomas Rayner. I'm always curious to give something a go, so let's check it out. Instead of seeing your plants as objects in a sea of mulch, think of them as a social network. Take the forest floor, where plants are completely intermingled. Is this flying in the face of making sure plants have space around them to reduce powdery mildew? It depends on what's planted. Plant communities work together and offer you less work. An example would be planting a green mulch, such as sedge grass. Plant it once, let it go, and it's your mulch. It will not compete with your other plantings, but will keep weeds down. They're just not going to have nearly the same chance at growing as they do with your wood mulch or even that fabric you put down, which winds up with soil on top of it, and you guessed it, weeds. I suddenly realized that sedge would be sort of like the caretaker of the group, the friend that looks out for you by pointing out the spinach in your teeth. Other helpful plants include golden groundsel, a cheerful, native, yellow-flowered perennial. And there's woodland poppies and self-sowing columbine. I'll have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com. There are lots of varieties of sedge, too. Oh, and wild strawberry. Check out my website revamp that's now mobile-friendly. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. You can also contact me there, find additional photos and more, send comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.